Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 8th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Meta, pause, sex, 0.5, Japan's election deepfakes surge, no binding rules for military AI, AI firms embed engineers, New York data center pause. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. AI-generated fake videos and posts are flooding Japan's social media during the lower house election. Generative AI makes convincing fakes easy, and platforms such as YouTube and TikTok amplify clicked content. One fabricated clip showed two party leaders with a communist-looking red logo, and a YouTube channel of AI-generated grandmothers ranting about politics reached almost 6 million views. Professor Shinichi Yamaguchi says a survey found 51.5% believed false reports. Even authentic footage can be misclassified. The chatbot Grok labeled a real rally video as AI-made, creating a liar's dividend that lets real material be dismissed. Donald Trump has used this claim, and conservative campaigners use AI covertly. A conference in A Coruña ended without binding rules for military AI. Only 35 of 80 states signed a set. Delegates urged governments to assess risks, document decisions so responsibility across the command chain and lifecycle is clear, and require risk assessments before deployment. The Dutch defense CIO said the rule that a human must trigger weapons is outdated. UN representatives began work on a voluntary measures catalog. The report lists systems already in use, from NATO's Felix and Palantir's Maven Smart to China's Chatbit and Israel's Harpy. Officials warned about data poisoning and called to bar AI from nuclear targeting and set binding rules for lethal autonomous weapons.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. OpenAI is hiring hundreds for a technical advisory team that embeds engineers with large customers to tune models with client data and build AI agents. The information reports OpenAI has 60 such engineers and more than 200 staff in technical support. Anthropic is working directly with major customers as well. The need reflects a reliability problem. Out-of-the-box agents can fail on routine tasks. Retailer Fnac found OpenAI and Google models mixing up serial numbers. The system worked only after help from AI 21 Labs. That raises doubts about how fast agent tools like Claude Cowork will deliver value without costly integration, and LLM-based cybersecurity risks remain. New York lawmakers introduced a bill to impose a moratorium of at least 3 years on permits for new data centers. As tech firms plan bigger AI infrastructure spending, Democrats and Republicans worry about local impacts. Studies link data centers to higher home electricity bills. Critics include Senator Bernie Sanders and Governor Ron DeSantis, who warned of higher bills so a chatbot could corrupt a 13-year-old. More than 230 environmental groups urged a national pause. Sponsor Senator Liz Krueger called New York completely unprepared. Governor Kathy Hochul announced Energize New York Development to modernize grid connections and require large users to pay their fair share. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.